At the end of this episode, I shall talk 10 minutes on the Spanish translation of my Darwin book. The translator was Eduard Serrano from Mérida in Venezuela. But first, I shall talk 15 minutes on Martinus and Eckhart Tolle. This is a soundtrack from a YouTube video where I show two symbols. That is symbol number 6 by Martinus, the living being with the 6 colors and the 6 basic energies. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and the energies of instinct, gravity, feeling, intelligence, intuition, and memory. And I show symbol number 11, the eternal world picture, which shows the whole universe with the 6 kingdoms of existence. That is the kingdom of mineral, plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, the real human kingdom, the kingdom of wisdom, the divine world, and the kingdom of bliss. Here we go.
Hello, my name is Ole Terkelsen. I'm from Copenhagen, Denmark. I've been studying the Danish writer Martinus for some 50 years. Martinus is a Danish intuitive. He is a spiritual researcher. He was born in 1890 and he lived for 90 years and passed over 1981. When he was 30 years old, in 1921, he got what he calls himself cosmic consciousness. He got a new consciousness, sort of. He was born into the spiritual world. And it was not only a kind of revelation. He had new senses, new cosmic senses. He could sense the spiritual reality behind the physical world. And this enabled him to write 10,000 pages. His major work is Livets Bog, the Book of Life, in 7 volumes, 3,000 pages, and the book with symbols, The Eternal World Picture, volume 1 to 6. And I'm very inspired by Martinus. I'm giving lectures about Martinus cosmology or Martinus spiritual science, and I've also written 2 books about Martinus. My first book is called Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design, A New Theory of Evolution. And the second book is Martinus and the New World Morality. When I have question periods after my lectures, I've often been asked, what is the difference between Eckhart Tolle and Martinus? And what do they have in common? I have not studied Eckhart Tolle so thoroughly, but I read his major book, the world bestseller, The Power of Now. And it's my impression that Eckhart Tolle is very intuitive, very cosmic. And Martinus is talking about cosmic glimpses, which are very strong intuitive experiences. And what is characteristic for a cosmical revelation is the first thing you experience, that is fire, but it is a kind of subjective fire. You have a spiritual experience with a lot of light and with fire. And the second is that you can experience a kind of moral elevation. You feel so happy and so blissful and you are so enlightened. And thirdly, you can also get some information in an intellectual way. You can get some information. It would have taken you years to reach that point from studies, and you can also get an intellectual information which you couldn't reach with studies. And fourth, you could also experience that you are immortal. You have also heard about near-death experiences. They also have the same experience, that they cannot die. They are eternal living beings, and from that moment, they have no death fear. So it's a very important experience that can change their life. And fifth, they also experience sort of the consciousness of God, the consciousness of the universe, and they feel that the keynote of the whole universe is love. and what you before believed was something bad and evil, you can now experience as something good. The evil is the good which is disguised as something unpleasant. And there are more other characteristics you can experience. The whole universe is a living being. The planet Earth, galaxies are living beings. You can experience that organs, cells, molecules are living beings. There are many possibilities in these cosmic glimpses, as Martinus calls them. And Eckhart Tolle has apparently have had such a cosmic glimpse. And from what I can see, he has had a very good talent to make his experience accessible for modern human beings. He has a talent to make it popular so people can understand it. And many people are stressed, and they are very depressed, and they have bad nerves, bad health, and so on. According to Martinus, our thoughts influence our health. All negative thoughts are destroying our health, and all good and positive thoughts are giving life power, life force, and giving a good health. And many people, they are thinking of the past, and they feel themselves as victims. They think they have been treated in an unjust way. And the cause to all the problems is other people. It's my wife, it's my husband, it's my parents, it's my children, it's my boss, it's the weather, it's the communists, it's the socialists. It's always the others. You always blame the others. You have the possibility to change the others. Just try, but you will find out you cannot change the others. You have the possibility to change yourself, but why on earth should I change myself? Because I am just like an angel. And when you repeat these kind of thoughts, you get into what Martinus calls a mental prison. It gets a routine. These thoughts are going automatically and are destroying your life force and your health. And you can also have worries about the future. Maybe I'll lose my job, I'll lose my house, I'll lose my wife, I will become sick, and there's so many worries. And that's also very negative thoughts. So Eckhart Tolle has helped people who are stressed and angry with the past and worried about the future, where he is pointing out that you should try to concentrate on the now. And the positive is that you stop these patterns of bad thoughts. And it takes a long time. If you have used long time to train a thought pattern, it also takes a long time to get rid of this thought pattern. And then Eckhart Tolle, he recommends people to be more mindful, to think of the now, and he gives a lot of recommendations that you should follow. He is a kind of coach that tells people how to do when they are in problems. And he's inspired millions and millions of people all over the world. And he's also stressing that you are not identical with your thoughts. And Martinus agrees with that. And Martinus also very often says, you are not identical with your body. Martinus has described the cosmic structure of a living being. And we can say that our thoughts are created. I create my thoughts. I have created my body. But behind every creation, there is a creator, which have a creative power. And then Martinus has drawn a symbol over the living being. In his literature, this symbol is called the living being, and it's symbol number 6. And Martinus has shown that all living beings has an eternal kernel. They have the self, the I, which is eternally the same and unchangeable. And it is a kind of stillness which goes into the oneness with the universe. And this I also have an eternal body where it has the ability to experience life and to create. What is consciousness? Consciousness is the capability to experience life and to manifest yourself in life. And then Martinus talks about the creative thing, which is the created world. He thinks that our consciousness consists of 6 different basic energies, which are, with the colors of the spectrum, the energy of instinct, the explosive energy, the energy of feeling with yellow, green is intelligence energy, the blue color intuition energy, and the indigo memory energy. And then Martinus shows that you have a kernel, the I, the self. That is really yourself. You are not identical with your thoughts. You are not identical with your body. And I guess there is something common between Eckhart Tolle and Martinus, that they regard there is a reality behind all created things, also behind the created thoughts. And Eckhart Tolle is trying to give people a piece of good advice how they can get out of their mental prisons. For example, he says that you could be very present in the moment. You could try to listen if there are birds that are singing, the sun is shining, there are clouds in the air, a car is passing, you just try to perceive. You can also look the sky, the horizon, the plants, the trees, and you get some perspective. Then you break the thoughts and you use some other parts of your brain. And it's a piece of good advice. But Martinus, he had a fully developed intuitive capacity. He said he had a fully cosmic consciousness. It was not only now and then that Martinus was inspired. He was in this state of cosmic consciousness whenever he wanted. And he could create these cosmic analyses. And Martinus' task was to describe the whole universe, the living being, and how everything works out. Martinus' cosmology, in a way, is the theory of everything that exists. And Martinus describes the living universe is a living being, but it also consists of other living beings. And the galaxy, the solar system, the planet Earth, our organism, our organs, our cells, our molecules, and even smaller, everything is built up by living beings. But this totality gives a oneness. The living universe is, according to God, what has been referred to God in all religions. God consists of everything that exists, and everything that exists is a part of God. So Martinus' task is not to give piece of good advice for people how to get out of their problems by certain directions. But Martinus should try to explain how life is constructed and how life is working. And then you should try to understand life yourself. So Martinus shows with the eternity that all living beings are eternal. And for that reason, you create your own fate and it returns to you. Every time you send out an energy, this energy will eventually come back. This is the law of fate, the law of karma. And in this creative power, you can store all the talents. Whenever you have made an experience in life, this experience is stored. And when you have trained a talent, it is stored. So every single training, practice, experience plays a big role in the evolution because it is stored in the eternity, the body of eternity. So life goes on after the death of the physical body. So Martinus explains why we are experiencing the so-called bad or evil things. And he explains that there is love behind it and the purpose is evolution towards perfection. As I said before, Martinus has a cosmic definition of God. God is everything that exists. And everything that exists is a part of God. Every single living being is a cell in God's organism. And for that reason, all living beings are one. And what Martinus said he experienced when he had his first spiritual experience, that was that he experienced a golden ocean, a golden glory, a golden aura, where the consciousness of all living beings melted together. So Martinus has personally experienced that all living beings are one. And I know that Eckhart Tolle is also talking very much about the oneness. Martinus has made an example to explain it. He said if you take a globe with a lot of small holes and you have a very strong light in the middle, There is only one light, the living universe of God. But there are many individual light beams going out through the holes. That is, the single individuals. And then this is the solution to the problem of the one and the many. There is only one light, but there are many individual light beams. And Martinus has also drawn a symbol, symbol number 11, also called his main symbol, where he has drawn a symbolic picture of the living universe. It's a symbolic picture of the living God. And in the middle of this symbol, there is a lot of light. That is the self, or the eye of the Godhead. And then at the border of the symbol, there is a lot of small white circles, and that symbolize the individuals. And the body of the universe consists of what we call six kingdoms. With indigo color, you see the mineral kingdom, red color, plant kingdom, orange color, animal kingdom, and with yellow color, the perfect human kingdom. And then there are some spiritual planes, the kingdom of wisdom, the divine world, and then the kingdom of bliss. And between the light center and the created world, there are these creative power. So in a way, the whole universe is created by some kind of consciousness. And according to Martinus, the purpose of the physical world is evolution towards perfection. And all living beings in plant kingdom, animal kingdom, will eventually become cosmic consciousness. And with the cosmic consciousness, you will have a personal experience of the oneness with God, the living universe.
At the end of this episode, I shall talk 10 minutes on the Spanish translation of my Darwin book. The translator was Eduard Serrano from Mérida in Venezuela. I would like to tell that I've written a book in Danish about Martinus, Darwin and intelligent design. My book was published in Danish in 2007, but my book was also published in Spanish in year 2010. And now the book has also been published in an electronic version. And on the front page of the book, you can see three colors. And there is also three parts in the book. There is Martinus theory, there is a theory of Darwin, and there is a theory of intelligent design. And there are three different theories that I treat in my book. And actually, it's quite interesting. There is a man called Eduardo Serrano who has translated my book in Venezuela. He lives in a city called Mérida. And I'm very grateful to him. He didn't know Danish, but he has translated my book from English into Spanish. And how did Martinus cosmology come to Venezuela? Well, I have a friend called Kai Jensen, and he was thinking about a holiday in the Caribbean in Venezuela, and together with another Swedish friend, Stefan, they went there and gave some lectures, and they gave some lectures in Mérida, and there was a man who was interested. And it's quite interesting that he has translated my book, and there is actually one little study group in Mérida in Venezuela where they study Martinus cosmology. Otherwise, Martinus cosmology is rather unknown outside Scandinavia. The yellow color in Martinus cosmology is a symbol of feelings, and it's also a symbol of religious belief. Once people believe that God created all the different species, all the living beings in 7 days, and they've not changed since then. And then in 1859, Darwin published his book on the origin of species. And then there was a huge debate, a huge discussion between people who believed in the Christianity, and then people who were modern people who were working with natural science. And actually, still after 150 years, they are still discussing. How is it possible to discuss for such a long time? I think it's because that they have some kind of truth. Martinus has made an eternal world picture. It is all inclusive. Martinus explains everything that exists. So to me, the Darwinism is a fragment of Martinus' spiritual science, and also the theory of intelligent design is a fragment of the cosmology. But I should say there is the pure religious belief God has created the species, the world as it is. That is pure religion. But in the United States, they wanted to teach that in the classes of biology, but they were not allowed because they said, this is not science, this is religion. Then they worked with it in a scientific way, and then they made a new theory called the theory of intelligent design. And they said, this is a scientific theory, and it is an alternative to the theory of Charles Darwin. And because there are two parallel, two alternatives in school, they should learn about both. And the purpose of the theory of intelligent design is to prove Darwin wrong. And when they have succeeded to show that Darwin is wrong, they say there must be another cause to the evolution or to the creation of the bodies. There must be another possibility. There must be an intelligence behind. But they do not tell anything about the mechanism in the creation of the bodies. But Martinus explains it in many details. He thinks, just like Darwin, that all evolution is continuously. When you have made an experience, when you have had, when you've trained, when you've practiced, you have developed. But the result of these can be stored in the eternal core of the living being, in the eternal body. So no experience, no training, no practice is wasted. It can be transferred to coming lives. And also on the spiritual plane, there are different kingdoms. We have mineral kingdom, plant kingdom, animal kingdom, human kingdom. There is also a kingdom of wisdom and a divine world, a kingdom of intuition. And Martinus thinks that that there exists an intelligence in the universe that has created the very complicated bodies of human beings, of animals and plants. If you look at a house, you know there is an intelligence behind the house. But a body, a living body, is more ingenious constructed than a simple house. So that must need even more intelligence to create. So I have presented these three theories, Darwin, theory of intelligent design, and Martinus. But of course, I'm a sort of kind of a specialist in Martinus cosmology, but maybe not that much in the other theories. So for that reason, I've tried to explain the whole consequences of the spiritual science on the evolutionary theory. And if I should just say something general about Martinus' cosmology, that is that his spiritual science includes everything that exists. The object is everything that exists. Martinus has created an eternal world picture. He works with things in microcosmos, in mesocosmos, in macrocosmos. He works with all time. He works with an eternal past and an eternal future. Everything that can be included in time and space is included. And also the things outside the created worlds, the creative power and the creator is included in his world picture. And Martinus shows with his world picture that everything is very good. And he shows the whole universe is a cosmos. For that reason, it's also a cosmology. He shows that the universe is well ordered, ruled and governed by laws. It might look from our perspective as if something takes place by chance. But Martinus thinks that it is governed by consciousness. The energy is eternally existing, but the phenomenon consciousness is also eternally existing. Life is eternally existing. And when it's a cosmology, it's because the whole universe is an eternal, infinite, living being. And all living beings are parts of this infinite, big, living universe. And there are two kinds of experiences. There is something pleasant and something unpleasant. But the unpleasant things are also good. If you make a mistake, it is unpleasant. But if you imagine, you make a mistake and the consequences would be pleasant. Why should you stop to make mistakes? So that's a good thing in the physical world. When you make mistakes, you will suffer from it. But that means that you will learn from it. And for that reason, you will develop. When you have suffered yourself, you get compassion. When you have experience on your own body, you can feel with others. That make you humane and loving. So you can say that there is the pleasant good and the unpleasant good. But the end result is that everything is very good. In year 2016, my book Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design, A New Theory of Evolution, was published in not less than 8 different languages. In 2 Scandinavian languages, Danish and Swedish, and into English and German, and then 2 Roman languages in French and Spanish, and into 2 Slavic languages, Croatian and Russian. My second book, Martinus and the New World Morality, is published in Danish and Swedish, in German and English, in Spanish and Russian, and language number 7 is the international language Esperanto. And in the book, there is 30 pages about Esperanto, because an international language also belongs to the new world morality. Please look for the books on amazon.com and on oletergelsen.dk.